1-800-449-8686. Hold on, kid, okay?
Okay.
Phil Henry Show. So that's what I was saying to you about Tiger Woods, and he ran into that guy yesterday, okay? Or was that yesterday?
That was my understanding, yeah. What it was...
But that guy wasn't trying to hurt him, was he?
No, sir, he wasn't trying to hurt him, but he was an autograph seeker that got too close to him. And you know, I mean, Tiger Woods could have been seriously hurt. He was approached by this guy. It happens, but his leg got twisted. And those of us who followed Tiger for many years believe the time has come, you know, to face some facts. That's all.
All right. Tiger Woods was hurt yesterday when he was at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am by accident, by a fan who didn't mean to harm him but got very exuberant. Why do you think that means he needs a bodyguard?
I'm glad you asked me that, Phil, because I think that, you know, it's a good question. Those of us, like I said, who followed Tiger for a lot of years think the time has come. He's the biggest and most popular athlete that we've had since Babe Ruth. You know?
You really think so?
Oh, absolutely. He's the biggest, most popular athlete we've had since Babe Ruth. And in a lot of ways, a way better athlete than Babe. Babe Ruth wasn't even an athlete. I mean, he could swing a bat, you know, but he couldn't play outfield. He couldn't do anything. He could hit home runs, but he couldn't even run the bases, you know. He was fat. He was big. He was slow. He was embarrassing. He drank. He sucked down hot dogs like 10 or 20 a day. You know.
All right, well, rather than run down Babe Ruth, you're saying that Tiger Woods is the biggest thing that we've had since Babe Ruth.
Right, and I would say, Phil, how are we going to feel if this man is hurt by some, like, so-called fan who's crazed and half out of his mind? I believe the time has come to allow Mr. Woods, and it scares me because I admire the work that our police do, and I hope to be a police officer someday myself, okay? But I think the time has come for Mr. Woods to carry a weapon.
For Tiger Woods to carry...
I think so.
For Tiger Woods to be able to carry a concealed weapon?
I don't know. I think some kind of a special weapons license so he can carry a firearm or like a knife out onto the golf course with him to protect him.
Okay, let me give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. What's your name?
Phil, my name is Dave Oliver. I live in San Fernando.
Okay, Dave, you think Tiger Woods should be allowed to carry a weapon, a firearm or a knife?
Yeah, because I think he's such a big... You don't know what this guy... I mean, do you follow golf?
Sometimes, you know, sort of.
Okay, if you follow golf, you'd know this guy is the biggest thing that we've got. He's bigger, you know, than any...
Jack Nicklaus was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was good. But,
is Tiger Woods better than him?
Oh, wait, by far. By far better than Jack Nicklaus. I mean, Tiger Woods could kick Nicklaus's... I mean, excuse my language, he could kick his butt every place around there, you know?
But Jack Nicklaus was, like, considered one of the best, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that's how good Tiger Woods is. He could kick Nicklaus until Nicklaus is crippled. He could kick Nicklaus until he has no legs left, you know?
What about Arnold Palmer? Palmer was really good, right?
That old man, he crippled that old man.
Well, no, I'm not talking about now, but is Tiger Woods... at this age, better than Arnold Palmer was at Arnold Palmer's age?
Yes.
Okay. And you are saying that Tiger Woods is the biggest athlete we've had since Babe Ruth?
Absolutely.
Because what you're talking to a guy that's not a huge golf fan, okay? So I don't know. I know football, I know baseball, I know hockey. Golf I'm not too sure on, but the names I've mentioned I know are really big.
Right, but...
But Tiger Woods is so big, you think he needs a special... He needs to carry a weapon.
I think that he needs to carry a weapon, Mr. Henry. I further believe that okay, let me ask you something. The finest bodyguard service in the world today, okay? All right, I'll put it to you. Who is the finest bodyguard service in the world today? I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
The finest bodyguard? I don't know, the Pinkertons?
No. Do you know?
You were going to say VIP?
No, not VIP, man. I was going to say this for VIP people.
Who?
It's the Secret Service of the U.S. government. That's who.
Okay, I'll give you that.
That's right.
But what right... So what are you telling me? The Tiger Woods needs Secret Service protection?
I do believe that he does. I think it's an unusual step, but I...
He's not a government official. This guy's an athlete, okay?
He's the greatest athlete, man, that we have ever had, that we've had in years. Tiger Woods has millions and millions of people who love him. He's got billions and billions of people who want to see him, and billions and millions of them want to see him, okay? I think it's unusual, but he has meant so much to so many people. I'll tell you a story, Mr. Henry, if you want a story
Are you like the Tiger Woods fan club?
No, I'm just a golf fan, you know? But I want to tell you a story that wasn't carried in any of the newspapers. Just before the U.S. Open last year, Tiger visited a very sick child at like the hospital for, you know, where the sick children were, and promised a little kid, okay, that he would win the U.S. Open. And then he did. And the kid was very sick. The kid died the next day. You know, and that is that's why he needs a helicopter on emergency standby to airlift him to the hospital.
And he promised this kid that he would win the U.S. Open.
Yes, he did.
And he won the U.S. Open?
Yes, sir, he did.
Where's this child now?
The kid died the next day. That's the whole thing.
Oh, the kid died?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God. And it was a golf fan.
Yeah, it was a big Tiger Woods fan. But you see how good Tiger Woods is, so great, man. He could promise this kid lying on a deathbed, man, lying like he's dead, you know, that he will go out and win the U.S. Open? Come on, man. Babe Ruth couldn't do that. Nobody could do that.
Well, they did say that Babe Ruth promised the kid a home run. And
yeah, that's bogus, man. They never proved that or anything. Just like he pointed his, like he supposedly called his shot. You know.
Well, they said he did that, too.
That's bogus. Babe Ruth never called no shot, man. He just, like, was scratching his nose or something. Yeah, that's probably what happened, you know.
Okay, we're talking to Dave, right?
Yes, sir.
About Tiger Woods. 1-800-449-8686. Pam on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Are you a golf fan?
I follow it vaguely.
Okay. So, Dave, you're the golf fan here.
I really like golf, but I like Tiger Woods a lot.
Okay, ma'am. Did you have something you want to say?
Yeah, I think it's extremely ignorant for anybody to think that athletes or anybody in the public eye should start arming themselves against their fans or over-exuberant people in the public.
Well, you just said you're not a golf fan, though.
It doesn't matter whether you're golf or you play football or you play tennis, to arm yourself against your fans, because the fans are checked at venues before they have contact with people.
What happens, like what happened to that tennis player? She got stabbed, man, with a knife.
You know, that's
Monica
Seles?
That's right.
You can't go arming yourself to keep your fans or people away from you when you hold a public eye position.
Are you saying
whether you're an athlete or whether you're, you know, you're a movie star?
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. To anticipate your question, Phil, I'm not saying every athlete should do it.
You're saying just Tiger Woods.
I'm saying just Tiger Woods. That's how popular this guy is, and he is only going to get more popular.
No, that's not an excuse. Popularity is not.
He's bigger than Babe Ruth ever was, okay?
Well, maybe he's saying this today, but in Babe Ruth's era, he was huger than the president.
Tiger Woods is bigger than the president, man. You take George Bush and Tiger Woods, more people are gonna go see Tiger Woods. Tupac
Tiger
Shakur
Woods,
got shot
I'm
by
sure
a fan.
You're the first one to say he's not gonna carry a gun out on the golf course or greeting his fans.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. If I was Tiger Woods, I'm sure he would say I'd rather have a gun to be able to shoot some guy if he's gonna come into my personal space and like ask me for autographs and stuff, okay?
That is what his position is, though.
Wait a minute, that's not what he said.
Autographs. He's put himself in that position voluntarily. Nobody put a gun to his head.
Hey, wait a second, man. It doesn't mean he doesn't have the right to protect himself. That's the whole mistake that you and Mr. Henry are making. He has the right to shoot a guy or maybe even stab the guy to death if he's going to ask
him for. Everybody has the right to protect themselves, but everybody has the right.
If the guy is asking, somebody's asking him for.
To get injured.
Somebody's asking him for an autograph.
There, he can walk away.
If somebody's asking him for an autograph.
He's got the right to shoot the guy because he doesn't know.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Because he doesn't know.
Wait a minute. I come up to Tiger Woods and I say, Mr. Woods, I really love you as an athlete. May I have your autograph? And he's allowed to shoot me.
Because he doesn't. Nobody wants Tiger to be the next John Lennon, okay? If you want him to be the next John Lennon, okay. Not me. Not me. No, sir. No, sir.
All right, thanks for your call, Pam. Next, John Lennon. Jesus, what are we talking about here? He's Tiger Woods. Well, he's great. He's big. Nobody's trying to kill him. This guy thinks that Tiger Woods ought to be allowed to carry a gun and that he's bigger than Babe Ruth, bigger than the president, bigger than anything, ought to have Secret Service protection. I got to ask him about that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Should Tiger Woods be able to carry a gun or a knife out onto the golf course, and if need be, defend himself against any overzealous autograph seekers? We're talking about this with one of a big fan of Tiger's. His name is Dave. He's from the San Fernando Valley. And you also have an aspiring career. You want to be a law enforcement officer, correct?
Yes, sir. I eventually hope to go to, right now I'm taking law enforcement at L.A. Mission College, and then I hope to go to the LAPD Police Academy. And hopefully, if God willing, you know, I mean, Nomine Patris, Spiritus, Spiritus Sancti, Amen, Dominus Vobiscum, I hope that, you know, I will one day become LAPD, the greatest police agency in the world.
Okay, but then that's great, and I hope you make it, man. But Tiger Woods, you think, should be allowed to carry a gun, and you believe he deserves Secret Service protection. Now, that is protection afforded only the First Family and other government officials. Why Tiger Woods?
Because, Mr. Henry, I'm trying to tell you, this guy's bigger than anybody that's ever been. He's bigger than Babe Ruth. He's bigger than Joe DiMaggio. He's bigger than, like, you know, Mickey Mantle or Wayne Gretzky or any of them, man. He's the biggest. Bigger than Joe Montana. And because of that, he represents America. And if he represents America, he deserves the Secret Service protection of the service Secret Service protection of American government until he dies, because of that.
And, okay, so you say he's a symbol?
Yeah, he's a symbol of our country, and he should be allowed to carry a knife, a gun. And they should have a chopper waiting on standby. There's nobody like Tiger Woods. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's an awful lot of stuff to give to a private citizen. Here's Tiny on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, especially when you're talking about taxpayer expense. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, is the brother crazy? Tiger carrying a gun and a knife on a golf course?
Hey, man. What do you think he's supposed to do if some crazy fan tries to stab him like they did that Monica... what's her name?
That ain't going to happen on a golf course.
How do you know that, man?
Oh, come on. How many times did it happen?
Okay. It happened to Monica Seles, didn't it, man?
Not on a golf course.
Okay, on a tennis court, man. If it can happen on a tennis court, it can happen on a golf course.
You know, man, first of all, Babe Ruth had a fielding percentage of 900. He had a pitching of 91 and 44.
Whatever.
I'm just telling you. And Tiger Woods carry a gun on a golf course. That's nuts.
Hey, man, what is he supposed to do if a guy's asking him for an autograph or something or getting up into his face about it?
God, you know what? They have...
Hey, Tiny, oh, there, you're better. Your car phone was crapping out. Say
How
that
about
again.
Now?
Say it again. Yeah, you're fine now.
You ever been on... Dave, is that his name? Dave?
David?
Yeah,
David.
I'm right here.
You ever been on a golf course?
Hey, dude, I followed the Tiger Woods, the PGA Tour and everything.
Yeah, dude. If you've been on a golf course, you know they got security everywhere.
Hey, man, I don't care. The dude came up and almost ran
brother,
him over.
Brother, you're nuts.
I'm nuts, okay?
You're nuts.
If Tiger Woods gets run over by a fan or somebody beats him up, then you call me up and tell me I'm nuts, okay?
You know what? That happens. I will call.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'll call Phil.
They're going to call. They're going to beat up Tiger Woods.
No way they're going to hurt Tiger Woods.
What'd they do to him yesterday, man? Was that a love tap, man?
Dave.
Is that a love tap?
Dave.
Is that a love tap?
You think that was on purpose?
I'm not saying it's on purpose, no.
Well, then why does he need a gun? Should he have shot that guy yesterday?
What?
No.
Should Tiger Woods have shot the guy that messed up his knee?
He should have pulled his gun because he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, his name ain't O.J. Woods.
He's a regular Woods. I ain't saying. For no reason, this guy almost...
You think he should have pulled a knife and cut him?
I think he should have... Yeah, I would.
Let me on the show and get rid of this guy.
I would.
Okay.
This guy, you know... Phil,
I would.
Okay.
Phil, you, I would.
Phil, okay! God! Tony, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. God.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I want to address this comment to David.
Dave, will you roll up the window in your car?
Hello? Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Tony.
Hello, David?
Oh, yeah, this is Dave.
I just want to tell you, you're a real moron. If I was Tiger Woods and you came up to me with the suggestion telling me that I should have a gun, I'd punch you right in the mouth.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, because I'd kick your ass.
I don't think so, my friend.
Hey, you don't know me.
I could nail you in a second.
I could kick your ass all over the golf course and
well,
into the clubhouse.
Well, if you tried, you'd be dead in about 30 seconds.
I would have the right to defend myself against you.
Well, don't try it against me, my friend, because you won't get to first base.
I'd kick your ass into the clubhouse and kick you into a golf cart and roll you downhill.
I'd sure like to give you that opportunity. Oh, man, let me know where you're at.
Hey, I'm trying to protect Tiger Woods. Oh, you want to kill him?
Tiger Woods
you
has got more brains than you'll ever have on the head of a pin.
You want to kill Tiger Woods? Is that what you want to do?
Tiger
Wait a
Woods
minute.
Doesn't need your stupid comments.
Why does this man want to kill Tiger Woods?
Because he doesn't want Tiger Woods to have a gun or a knife or nothing at all, man.
How about having every athlete in the business, every tennis player, every golf player, every baseball player carry a gun?
No, because I'm only suggesting it for Tiger Woods because he's the best there's ever been.
Well, I'll bet you $1,000 Tiger Woods would laugh in your face.
There's only one guy, though, that I hope Tiger Woods would shoot, and that would be you.
He'd laugh you right in the Right down to the floor, man. He couldn't stop laughing.
Kick your ass. You must be, I doubt it, my friend. You know something? You must be racist if you don't want Tiger to have a gun. You must be racist. You must be racist.
Wait a minute. Why is this guy racist?
Yeah, why?
Because he don't want the brother to have no gun, man. That's why.
You're a brother too, are you?
What?
Are you a brother or a Latino?
I'm Latino, man.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm a person of color, okay? I ain't some
eres loco.
Hey, I ain't some wrinkled up old man out in Arizona, man, like sucking down the skin cancer.
Yeah.
How do you like me to meet you and straighten you out there, David? You couldn't straighten me out, man. No. I would kick your ass all over the place.
I'd straighten you out in half a second.
Hey, you know what I'd do to you?
Yeah.
I would take my gun and bury it up your wrinkled old ass and then...
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
Does that sound good to you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll meet you over there.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay, Phil.
All right, come on.
Let's get rid
Both
of this
guys.
Guy, Phil.
Get rid of this guy, Phil.
Okay.
Hang up on him.
Are you there, Phil?
No, he's not.
What happened to Phil?
I don't know, but you better hang up.
No.
Hang up.
I'd like to hang one on you, brother.
Hang up, man. I'm telling you, I'm the guest, not you. Hang up, man.
I bet you're a nice, fat slob.
I bet you're some wrinkled-up old white guy, man, from, like, New York or something. You got a condominium in Tucson. Is that what you got, man?
Oh, I sure got that and a hell of a lot more.
Yeah. I bet you got, like a Lexus or something.
You got a big bank account, too.
Your old lady's got a BMW or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got, like, a club. Old guys go golf all the time.
We got the best of everything, David.
Yeah, you play cards after your golf round.
Yeah.
Have some black guys polish your shoes for you.
You're damn right.
And then you take your wife dancing, like, at your winter-tacular dances and stuff, right?
I got a lot of dumb Mexicans that work for me, too.
And I'll bet you got, like, a band, one guy at a keyboard plays some funky old music you old people dance to, right?
Seguro que sí.
Right, and then you go out, and on the side, you got some, black chick that you bet.
Okay, I'm all back. Right. That's fine. That's great. Sick, twisted, sick, sick, sick. I go to use the bathroom for 5 minutes, and you guys let it get out of hand. 1-800-449-8686. I will ask you, Dave, if you're going to remain on my show, not to bait my listeners like that.
That guy's a racist, man. He called me a dumb Mexican. Okay.
I heard him say that, and he shouldn't have said that, okay? But I think you were baiting him with a lot.
No, he said he'd punch me in the mouth, man. No old guy is going to punch me in the mouth. Not going to happen, okay? And he don't want a brother to have a gun, man, because old wrinkled up white guys in Tucson don't want a brother to have no gun.
Okay. I mean, I don't know, but... 1-800-449-8686. We'll come back with some more phone calls. Hold on. We got to take a break here. What? How'd that get out of control like that? I come back in here and I hear some guy and Dave going at it. Something about wrinkled up old guys and burying a gun in his rear end. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
How do you like me now?
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, got a big Tiger Woods fan on the line here, Dave, and we're talking about Tiger Woods. And Dave, you feel he needs security, and I don't doubt that. You feel that he needs to be protected from the possibility of nutty fans. I wouldn't go against you on that either. But you're talking about him wanting, you're talking about that he should have the right to carry a gun out onto the course with him and a knife. You also said there ought to be a chopper on standby, and you said that he deserves Secret Service protection, which means he deserves taxpayer-supported protection.
That's right.
Why?
Because he is a very unique individual. Tiger, there's nobody like him. He's the biggest athlete we have ever had. He's bigger than Babe Ruth. He's bigger than, man, like Shaq. You know, I mean, he's bigger than like Michael Jordan. Imagine how big that is, man. And all we ask is that the government and the taxpayers protect Tiger, because it's fun for us to know that he's out there.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ron on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Ron, hello.
Oh, yes. I have a comment, Dave, about I'm a golfer myself. And
can I ask Dave, do you golf, Dave?
No, I don't.
You just watch the sport.
Yes, I do. That's right.
Okay, if you know the rules, golf is the only sport that you call a penalty on yourself. And also, in Tiger Woods' followers, I'm from Dallas. I've seen Tiger play four or five times. And most of his fans are under 19 years old.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Right. No.
A lot of rowdy kids.
But carrying a gun or a knife on a golf course, because some fan gets excited, runs up to him, and accidentally bumps him. And then you say you're going to be a policeman? Please, I don't want you to have a gun.
But wait a second. What about Secret Service protection?
He doesn't need that on the golf course at all.
Why not? I mean...
Listen to me. Just for one second. First of all, the security, have you seen Tiger Woods play?
Well, yeah, I see all of his tournaments on TV or...
No, have you been and seen him in person?
One time I did, yeah.
Okay, did you notice all the guards that's around him?
You could run by them, no sweat.
No, you can't. No.
Yeah,
no,
man,
no.
I could pretend
you
know how you do it?
You're talking about carrying a gun on a golf... golf is a gentleman's game.
But you know how you do it? You pretend like you're looking at a weed or something.
No,
oh, there's
no,
a weed.
Come on.
Then you run.
Everybody carries a gun in this world. Give me a break.
And
first of all, you're saying you want to be a policeman.
Ron made a good point, Ron. He said golf is a gentleman's game. It's one of the last games where, you know, a man's word is his word.
That's right.
You know, you sign your own scorecard.
Yeah, but like carrying a gun.
And you call penalties on yourself. That's the only sport that you'll call a penalty on yourself.
Well, one time I almost ran around in security and grabbed his hat and ran away with it.
Well, you wouldn't have got far. You would not have got far.
Are you kidding me, man? I could have done it if I would have had the gun.
No,
I chickened
there's
out.
There's crazy people out in the world like you.
I chickened
That's
out.
The reason, no. There's crazy people in the world like you. That's
what about, okay,
we're having this conversation.
Then let me ask you this. What about having a chopper on standby?
For what?
Because that crippled kid, man, he wanted to win the golf tournament for him. And
that,
that's what
all sports personnel, Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth, all the famous names,
they all
go to those hospitals and talk to those poor kids.
Yeah, but Tiger, man, he's the guy. If they call him up, listen to me for just a second,
Mr. Henry, please. No.
If a kid calls him up and says, I'm crippled and I need to talk to you about winning a golf tournament, he can get in the chopper.
If he has time, he will go.
And he'll fly
there. It's all in his schedule.
Wait a minute. Wait. If a crippled kid calls him up and says, I need for you to come over here.
Oh, so you guys think a crippled child is funny. Okay.
No,
I think
you're funny.
I heard you laugh, man. You think crippled
I did laugh. I'm laughing at you.
You're laughing at a crippled child.
No, I'm laughing at you.
No?
For your stupidity.
People. Okay, you don't know. The U.S. Open last year, Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open for a little crippled-up kid.
He won that for himself.
No, but for the little tiny kid. Are you telling me
What about Babe Ruth? What about Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan was rated the greatest athlete in the century.
He didn't win no tournament for no crippled up kid. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Every time he goes on the court and goes to the hospital, he talks to the kids.
He don't say to no kid, "I'm gonna win. I'm gonna go win a tournament."
I think you have I think you got your priorities.
All I'm asking, how many crippled kids did Michael Jordan win an NBA title for? How about
everyone? Every kid
zero?
That was in the hospital watching him.
Yeah, you know, you don't know exactly.
In the hospital watching him.
You don't know, okay?
But we don't know, but we don't know either that he did.
Okay, well, maybe. Thank you, Ron. Very good call. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. I don't understand why he needs a chopper on standby. What, to fly off and consult with a kid that's in a hospital bed?
Yeah, if the kid calls him up, says, come on over here, man. I want you to win a golf tournament for me. With a chopper on standby, he can go to the children that are going to die. That's all I'm trying to say, man.
Why doesn't the kid just talk to him on the phone?
What?
Why doesn't the kid on the cell phone just say, hey, Tiger, will you win the tournament for me?
It doesn't work like that, man. You have to be near the bed and everything. You got to be... God, man.
You got to be near the bed. The kid calls. He's got his phone number. Just say, will you please win the tournament for me?
Doesn't work like that, man. Doesn't work like that, man. Okay.
And by the way, Lou Gehrig hit a home run for a crippled kid, didn't he?
No, that's bull, man. Nobody did. They say he did, but it was bull.
All right, here's Emily on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm just calling to make a couple comments. Yeah, like Dave says, yeah, he's the biggest thing right now, and yeah, he's, you know, great, and yeah, he's also rich. Did you forget that? He's rich.
What's that got to do with it?
That's got to do a lot with it because he can afford his own chopper.
No.
He can afford a couple of own choppers.
No.
He can afford his own bodyguard. He can afford his own security, and I don't need to pay for it.
No, he should not have to pay for it, though.
My biggest concern, and I think that's a non-issue, is you. That you are a police officer. You are supposed to be taking care of us.
Let's be clear. He's an aspiring. You're not a police officer now, right?
Well, let me know when he goes for the interview so I can play this tape. I doubt very much he's going to get the job.
Tiger Woods should be afforded taxpayer-protected security because he is the best that there has ever been.
He's good, and he's the best. And
that's
he's got
right.
a lot of money in his bank account. He
and
can
hey,
afford that. He can
he
afford a whole island
it.
If he wants
how
it.
Come
he
the
doesn't
president
need
doesn't.
Our money. Do you
how
understand
the,
that?
How come the president doesn't pay for Secret Service then? Huh?
Because the
yeah,
president is the
yeah.
president, and we're talking about
know.
A golf
yeah.
player, okay?
See?
And he's probably making
see?
More than the president.
See? You don't know. See, the president
no,
doesn't
you
pay.
Don't know.
No, you didn't have an answer for me.
He's making more
just,
than the president. Don't
the
you know that?
The president doesn't have to pay for Secret Service,
don't
though.
You know that he's making
okay.
more than the president? Do you know how much the
that's
president
not
makes?
A, that's
do
not
you
an
know
argument.
What the salary of the president
yeah.
is?
Yeah, yes, I do. It's
what
like
is
not,
it?
It's like $10 million a year.
No,
yes,
I don't
it
think
is.
So. It's 400,000, buddy boy.
That was like 3,000 years ago.
400,000. How much does he make
million.
A tournament? And how many tournaments does he have a year? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out.
Sorry, you're wrong, lady.
You need to go back and do some soul searching, and you need to change your career.
You need to go back to school. You need to go back to school and take some math again.
You know what?
You know, it's $10 million a year.
Wait a minute. I got it right here. The President of the United States makes about $400,000 a year. The lady was right.
That's
thank
bull,
you.
Man. That's bull, man. Lady, you don't get it. Nobody wants to scrape, you know, Tiger's brains off the 12th green, okay? We're
well, you know,
to protect
you know
him.
What?
Oh, man.
At this point, if he follows your direction, he might, because now other people that go to see him are going to have to carry a gun for people like
no.
you that make mistakes
no.
if somebody trips on somebody and accidentally
no.
touches him.
You're the very person I hope Tiger carries a gun, because I'm afraid of you.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, screaming and yelling at him.
Well,
God
you know
damn,
what?
Man.
Sometimes we have to raise our voices to be heard with people that are like you that closes their ears to reality. And the truth, you understand?
What?
Because you don't even know what the president makes, and you're here talking like you know what what does Tiger Woods make? Have you checked that out?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You don't, know, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Why aren't
about?
You back on your books and learning how to deal with the public?
Why don't
if
you
you're
go back
an aspiring,
and learn how to
police
add?
Officer?
Why don't you go learn how to add?
Ad?
Yeah.
I think I confirmed that I knew what the president made, and you didn't.
That's
who has to go
to,
back to school?
That's
I think
according
you do,
to
and
Henry, but he,
of the audience
he doesn't
don't
have
agree
it.
With that.
No, the audience agrees with me that Tiger Woods
yeah,
is the best
well,
he's ever
if
been.
You listen to, if you listen roll the tape to the back. Audience, so far I haven't heard not one agree with you.
Roll
did
the tape back,
did you
listen
to man. The audience?
Yeah, roll the tape back.
Roll the tape back.
There's a lady who agreed with me like 5 minutes ago.
No,
oh,
there,
yeah?
no, there
well,
wasn't.
I didn't hear
yes,
that
there
lady.
Was. Yes, there was. Yeah, because you were on hold probably screaming at your kids or something.
Oh, no, and fortunately, while we're on hold, we're listening to you, the moron, speaking.
Oh,
okay?
Now you got to call people names. That's really mature. That's really mature. You really have to call people names. That's really mature.
You have your right to write.
You know, you're not giving the children much of an example calling people names. You know that?
You just insulted people that called you by calling them all these names, and you're offended because somebody gave you back the same
name. All right, okay. Got a headache. Tiger Woods needs to carry a gun. Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. I now agree. If Dave shows up, if Emily shows up, you should shoot them all, Tiger. 1-800-449-8686.
Thanks for coming over to my side, Phil.
I'm not on your side. It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. And one of the questions that we get on occasion, I go on different shows, not that I'm in demand as an interview subject, but some of the radio stations that carry our show will ask me to go on and talk to them. And I got a question last week. I was on with the guys in Philadelphia, and they said, somebody said, how many of the people who call your show are for real? How many of the people who actually call in? Now, we know, Phil, the whole shtick with the character, but how many of those people that call in are real? And I'm kind of, you know, I'm stunned by the question because we don't set up calls on our show. Those are real people. I don't know any other way of saying it to you. I know it probably scares you. It scares me. You're not alone. It probably scares you that those people call in thinking they're talking to a real person, but the brutal truth is they are, and we don't set calls up. Something I don't do. I never have done it. I don't believe in it. I think it's really, some guys that are desperate for calls, some guys that are pathetically desperate, some guys that don't know how to do a show unless they get phone calls. I don't want to mention any names, but come over, boy. Excuse me. It's my throat. But, you know, some of those shows do it. We don't. I don't want to mention Jen and Ken. I just believe that you don't do that. You know, and so we don't do it. And if you hear people call and they're arguing, like that lady from New Jersey, they're real. They're real. Now, what does that say about talk radio? I don't know, and I don't choose to go into it right now. But it is an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? And just so you know, on occasion, we will stop down and let you know, tell you this. We'll be honest with you. No, we don't set calls up, man. We don't go out and have, okay, at 4:50, I call the show and say your name is, Eddie, and argue and, you know, and we'll give you $50 or what. Oh, come on. Why take phone calls if that's what you, if you have to pay people, if you got to pay people to be a phone caller to your show, why are you even on the radio for a living? If you gotta have friends call in, or if you gotta set up phone calls, you need to get out of the business and go and sell jelly beans or shoes, or go back to bussing tables at the steak restaurant, you know, whatever, man. But you are in the wrong business. You gotta if you need phone calls that bad, just talk. Maybe you're more interesting than anybody that would call in. For instance, me. I'm more interesting than anybody would call in, but that doesn't say that much about me. It just means the people who call my show are so insufferably dull. It's beyond, no offense, they're nice people, but they're so insufferably dull. I want to put both barrels of a shotgun to my head. I want to do that whole thing that Judas Priest kid did. Just, you know, all of a sudden just turn into arseface, you know. Just blow the front end of my face off. By the way, have you ever seen that Preacher Gone to Texas comic series? There's a kid named Arseface. And the reason why they call him Arseface is because his face looks like someone's rear end. And the reason why is because he shot himself after he heard Kurt Cobain had done it too. Only he didn't kill himself, he just blew his face off. So he's got a face like someone's ass. And he goes around the country like saving people and helping, you know, the downtrodden, and he calls himself Arseface. And he runs into Preacher and this vampire. Oh, it's a great, it's a wonderful series of comics that I wouldn't recommend for anybody under 18. But it's really, it's dynamic. Garth Ennis and these guys from Ireland put together this comic book series. It's great. You especially, Craig, would love it. Kid's name is Arseface, and he's just got this sucked-in face. Okay, so here is the California driving test, the one that Craig Taylor flunked the other day. Actually, you didn't flunk it. You passed it. You got one wrong. And it really bugged Craig. He came and he says, I can't believe it. I took my renewal. I said, you passed? He says, yeah, but I got one wrong. Now, they allow you, this is an interesting thing about the California driver's test. If you are going for a renewal, they allow you three or fewer errors on the test, on the written test, if you're going to renew your license. If this is an original application, they allow you five or fewer. So, in other words, if you've never driven a car before and never had a license, you get to have five wrong. But if you have driving experience, you have three. I don't know why. I don't get it. But anyway, here's the one that he got wrong. Listen to this. I told you, Craig, they're fooling around with you. Two of the most common causes of accidents indicated in the California Driver Handbook include unsafe speed and one of the following. Is it yielding your right of way, increasing your following distance, or driving on the wrong side of the road? Now, which one would you say that would be? Maybe we ought to take phone calls on this. Then nobody would get it right. And the answer given by Craig was yielding your right of way. He said that is the other major cause of automobile accidents. And I think, Mike, didn't you say some other stupid thing? No, I'm kidding. I think you got it right. The actual answer is driving on the wrong side of the road. Because if you think about it, yielding your right of way means that you're giving up your right of way and you're allowing the other car to go. Well, that can only be a safe maneuver. That's not an unsafe or dangerous maneuver. And the other one, increasing your following distance, means that you're increasing the distance between yourself and the car in front of you. That also can't possibly be unsafe, which leaves only driving on the wrong side of the road. It was a trick question, and they fooled you, man. That's really wild because I think I'm learning how to drive a car, not whether I had no sentence structure, okay? But it's nice to know that they're testing your ability to formulate, to break down a problem and solve it. I mean, that's part of driving a car, I would think. It's amazing. In the state of California, a lot of you folks who don't live in California, you don't need a driver's license to drive here. You really honestly don't. I mean, a lot of people pretend like they have driver's licenses. It helps when you're, when you're applying for a passport or when you're, getting movie theater discounts and things like that. But actually to have it to show that you know how to drive a car doesn't mean anything. In fact, you use your driver's license far more for all of those other things than you do to actually say, hi, I can drive a car. Because, you know, you can't. I can't either. None of us can drive. All right, that's the California Driver Handbook, which, by the way, I'd like you to know, and this is the other thing, if you flunk this written test three times or more, then you are supposed to take the driving test. And I was on the verge of flunking it three times. I got my renewal a year and a half ago, and I went for about a year without a valid California driver's license. It had expired because I was so embarrassed and mortified over the fact that I had flunked the written test twice, and I was afraid I'd flunk it three times, therefore necessitating a driving test and maybe flunking that. And the next thing you know, I'm being driven to work by mommy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.